Chapter 22. And for 3 years they continued dwelling without war between Syria and Israel. And it came about in the third year that Jehoshaphat the king of Judah proceeded to go down to the king of Israel. Then the king of Israel said to his servants, "Do you really know that Ramoth-Gilead belongs to us? Yet we are hesitating to take it out of the hand of the king of Syria." And he went on to say to Jehoshaphat, "Will you go with me to the fight at Ramoth-Gilead?" At this Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, "I am the same as you. My people are the same as your people. My horses are the same as your horses." However, Jehoshaphat went on to say to the king of Israel, "Inquire, please, first of all, for the word of Jehovah." So the king of Israel collected the prophets together, about 400 men, and said to them, "Shall I go against Ramoth-Gilead in war, or shall I refrain?" And they began to say, "Go up, and Jehovah will give it into the king's hand." But Jehoshaphat said, "Is there not here a prophet of Jehovah still? Then let us inquire through him." At that the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "There is still one man through whom to inquire of Jehovah, but I myself certainly hate him, for he does not prophesy good things concerning me, but bad, Micaiah, the son of Imlah." However, Jehoshaphat said, "Do not let the king say a thing like that." Accordingly, the king of Israel called a certain court official and said, "Do bring Micaiah, the son of Imlah, quickly." Now the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, were sitting each one on his throne, clothed in garments, in the threshing floor at the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets were acting as prophets before them. Then Zedekiah, the son of Kenaanah, made for himself horns of iron and said, "This is what Jehovah has said, with these you will push the Syrians until you exterminate them." And all the other prophets were prophesying the same as that, saying, "Go up to Ramoth-Gilead and prove successful, and Jehovah will certainly give it into the king's hand." And the messenger that had gone to call Micaiah spoke to him, saying, "Look now, the words of the prophets are unanimously of good to the king. Let your word, please, become like the word of one of them, and you must speak good." But Micaiah said, "As Jehovah is living, what Jehovah will say to me, that is what I shall speak." Then he came into the king, and the king proceeded to say to him, "Micaiah, shall we go to Ramoth-Gilead in war, or shall we refrain?" At once he said to him, "Go up and prove successful, and Jehovah will certainly give it into the king's hand." At that the king said to him, "For how many times am I putting you under oath that you should not speak to me anything but truth in the name of Jehovah?" So he said, "I certainly see all the Israelites scattered on the mountains, like sheep that have no shepherd." And Jehovah went on to say, "These have no masters. Let them go back, each one, to his house in peace." Then the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, "Did I not say to you, he will prophesy concerning me not good things but bad?" And he went on to say, "Therefore hear the word of Jehovah. I certainly see Jehovah sitting upon his throne, and all the army of the heavens standing by him, to his right and to his left." And Jehovah proceeded to say, "Who will fool Ahab, that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead?" And this one began to say something like this, while that one was saying something like that. Finally a spirit came out and stood before Jehovah and said, "I myself shall fool him." At that Jehovah said to him, "By what means?" To this he said, "I shall go forth, and I shall certainly become a deceptive spirit in the mouth of all his prophets." So he said, "You will fool him, and what is more, you will come off the winner. Go out and do that way." And now here Jehovah has put a deceptive spirit into the mouth of all these prophets of yours. But Jehovah himself has spoken calamity concerning you. Zedekiah, the son of Kenaanah, now approached and struck Micaiah upon the cheek and said, In just which way did the Spirit of Jehovah pass along from me to speak with you? At that Micaiah said, Look, you are seeing which way on that day when you will enter the innermost chamber to hide yourself. Then the king of Israel said, Take Micaiah and turn him back to Amon, the chief of the city, and to Joash, the king's son. And you must say, This is what the king has said. Put this fellow in the house of detention, and feed him with a reduced allowance of bread and a reduced allowance of water until I come in peace. Upon that Micaiah said, If you return at all in peace, Jehovah has not spoken with me. And he added, Hear, all you peoples! And the king of Israel and Jehoshaphat the king of Judah proceeded to go up to Ramoth-Gilead. The king of Israel now said to Jehoshaphat, There will be a disguising in entering into the battle for me, but you, for your part, put on your garments. Accordingly, the king of Israel disguised himself and entered into the battle. As for the king of Syria, he had commanded the 32 chiefs of the chariots that were his, saying, You must fight neither with the small nor the great, but with the king of Israel alone. And it came about that, as soon as the chiefs of the chariots saw Jehoshaphat, they for their part said to themselves, Surely it is the king of Israel. So they turned aside against him to fight, and Jehoshaphat began to cry for aid. And it came about that as soon as the chiefs of the chariots saw that it was not the king of Israel, they immediately came back from following him. And there was a man that bent the bow in his innocence, but he got to strike the king of Israel between the appendages and the coat of mail, so that he said to his charioteer, Turn your hand around and take me out from the camp, because I have been badly wounded. And the battle kept rising in intensity on that day, and the king himself had to be kept in a standing position in the chariot, facing the Syrians. And gradually he died in the evening, and the blood of the wound kept pouring out upon the interior of the war chariot. And the ringing cry began to pass through the camp about the setting of the sun, saying, Everyone to his city, and everyone to his land! Thus the king died. When he was brought to Samaria, then they buried the king in Samaria. And they began to wash off the war chariot by the pool of Samaria, and the dogs went licking up his blood, and the prostitutes themselves bathed there, according to Jehovah's word that he had spoken. As for the rest of the affairs of Ahab, and all that he did, and the house of ivory that he built, and all the cities that he built, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Israel? Finally, Ahab lay down with his forefathers, and Ahaziah his son began to reign in place of him. As for Jehoshaphat, the son of Asa, he had become king over Judah in the fourth year of Ahab, the king of Israel. Jehoshaphat was 35 years old when he began to reign, and for 25 years he reigned in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Azubah, the daughter of Shilhi. And he kept walking in all the way of Asa, his father. He did not turn aside from it by doing what was right in the eyes of Jehovah. Only the high places themselves did not disappear. The people were still sacrificing and making sacrificial smoke on the high places. And Jehoshaphat kept peaceful relations with the king of Israel. As for the rest of the affairs of Jehoshaphat, and the mightiness with which he acted, and how he warred, are they not written in the book of the affairs of the days of the kings of Judah? And the rest of the male temple prostitutes that had been left over in the days of Asa his father, he cleared out from the land. As regards a king, there was none in Edom. A deputy was king. Jehoshaphat, for his part, made Tarshish ships to go to Ophir for gold, but they did not go, because the ships were wrecked at Ezion-Geber. It was then that Ahaziah, the son of Ahab, said to Jehoshaphat, Let my servants go with your servants in the ships. But Jehoshaphat did not consent. Finally, Jehoshaphat lay down with his forefathers, and was buried with his forefathers in the city of David his forefather. And Jehoram his son began to reign in place of him. As for Ahaziah the son of Ahab, he became king over Israel in Samaria in the 17th year of Jehoshaphat the king of Judah, and he continued to reign over Israel for 2 years. And he kept doing what was bad in Jehovah's eyes, and went walking in the way of his father, and in the way of his mother, and in the way of Jeroboam, the son of Nebat, who had caused Israel to sin. And he continued serving Baal, and bowing down to him, and kept defending Jehovah the God of Israel, according to all that his father had done.